Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland explores inland waterway avenues with Union Shipping Minister. Nagaland marks World Youth Skills Day with launch of Japanese Language Center. NEC releases over 58 crore rupees for Nagaland. And State Human Rights Commission Chairman urges stronger awareness, action against stalking. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio, along with Deputy Chief Minister Yantumo Patton, today called on Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal in New Delhi and discussed avenues for developing inland waterways in the state. During the meeting, discussions focused on improving connectivity and creating new opportunities for economic development in Nagaland. The Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission, NSEDM, under the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, today launched the NSEDM IDAN Japanese Language Center in Kohima as part of the World Youth Skills Day celebration. Established in collaboration with Japan-based Asian One, the center aims to equip Nagaland's youth with Japanese language skills and prepare them for employment opportunities in Japan. The first batch of 50 candidates will begin training next week under Japanese language instructor Yoshihiro Yamaguchi, with a second trainer expected to join next month. Addressing the gathering, Advisor for Higher and Technical Education, Temjin Minba, urged young people to acquire future-ready skills and look beyond conventional career paths. He also encouraged learning foreign languages to access global employment opportunities and highlighted prospects arising from the state's mineral resource exploration initiatives.
Once you learn a different foreign language, that is the gateway to a lot of new things in the world. You will be getting a lot of opportunity to interact with the international community, not just our Naga society. Let us think big now.
Under-Secretary and NSEDM Project Manager Vineet Kumar said, the celebration aims to renew focus on empowering young people through skill development and entrepreneurship. He noted that with limited government employment opportunities, skill-based training is essential to prepare youth for emerging industries and global markets. 15 skilled youth were felicitated during the program for their achievements. On the occasion of World Youth Skills Day, Chief Minister Nipurio said the day celebrates every young person striving to build a better future. In a message on X, Mr. Rio said the state government is strengthening the skills ecosystem, promoting entrepreneurship and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities through the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission. The Northeastern Council NEC released more than 58 crore 96 lakh rupees to Nagaland during May and June this year to support infrastructure, connectivity, tourism, skill development and community projects across the state. Of the total amount, over 48 crore rupees was sanctioned under the NES-IDS routes for 7 projects. These include upgradation of road from Thizama via Kohima Bypass Road to proposed Chethu Airport via Nere Model Village, from Old Peren to New Peren via Chalcot Junction, from Twensang to Longlang, as well as improved connectivity between Nagaland and Arunachal Pradesh. Under the scheme of the NEC, funds were also released for a skill development cum Garo Community Centre in Dimapur, a Rongmei Multipurpose Complex in Jaluke, and a Tribal Artisans Resource Centre in Chumukedima. NEC also released the first installment for an integrated development project in Pomching Mon District. Meanwhile, the 9.6-kilometre Glory Peak Tourist Road in Peg District, built at a cost of 32.50 crore rupees, was completed during the period. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland State Human Rights Commission Chairman Justice Alanu Sankum Jamir today called for the prompt reporting of stalking and cyber-stalking cases, saying timely documentation and intervention are essential to prevent harassment from escalating into violence. He was addressing the inaugural session of the state-level awareness program on prevention of stalking and cyber-stalking organized by the National Commission for Women and Nagaland State Commission for Women in Kohima. Mr. Jamir described stalking as a serious violation of human dignity that is often trivialized despite its severe impact on victims. He said stalking includes repeated unwanted contact, such as persistent calls and messages, following a person, making unsolicited visits or gifts, and issuing threats. Calling for a shift in societal attitudes, Mr. Jamir said prevention extends beyond legal action and requires respect for personal boundaries and consent.
we must actively unlearn the toxic cultural conditioning often perpetuated by popular media that glorifies persistence over consent. Prevention goes beyond the courtroom. It requires a holistic societal and institutional shift. Individuals must be educated on how to document and report repeated unwanted intrusions before they escalate into violence. Preventing stalking begins with respecting personal boundaries. We must understand that no means no, and everyone has the right to feel safe and secure.
Highlighting the growing threat of cyberstalking, Justice Jamir said online harassment has become easier with the widespread use of digital platforms. He urged victims to preserve evidence, avoid engaging with harassers, report them to online platforms, and approach law enforcement agencies if the threat persists.
The right to privacy and the right to live without fear are fundamental rights, whether in the physical world or in the digital realm. We must stand together, break the silence surrounding cyberstalking, and hold predators accountable. We also have a responsibility to be respectful online. Think before you post. Avoid spreading rumors. And never use technology to intimidate or harass others.
Earlier, NSCW Chairperson W. Nginye Konyak called for stronger digital literacy, improved cyber infrastructure, institutional support, and an end to victim blaming. The Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, between India and the United Kingdom came into force from today. The landmark deal grants zero-duty access to 99% of Indian exports in the UK market. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the CETA will give a fresh momentum to India's farmers, entrepreneurs and MSMEs, along with several sectors gaining stronger access to the UK market. Mr. Modi made these remarks while sharing a social media post of Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. He noted that it will also deepen cooperation in technology, professional services and innovation while supporting greater mobility for skilled Indian talent. Simultaneously, the agreement on social security, also referred to as the Double Contribution Convention, also came into effect, under which eligible workers on temporary assignments in the UK are exempt from paying social security contributions there for the specified period. Director in the Ministry of Rural Development and Central Prabhari Officer for Tonokyu Aspirational Block, Rajpreet Singh, visited Noklak District yesterday and reviewed the implementation of the Aspirational Block program. During a meeting with the district administration and line departments, Mr. Singh highlighted the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047 and outlined priorities of the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act. He urged all stakeholders to work together for the overall development of Tonokyu Block and Noklak District. Officials briefed on the block's performance across various sectors and highlighted challenges such as poor connectivity, infrastructure gaps, limited banking services and manpower shortages. As part of the visit, Mr. Singh also inspected an Anganwadi centre, a health sub-centre and houses built under the PM Awas Yojana Grameen in Noklak village. And in the FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina take on England tonight in the second semi-final in Atlanta. The match will kick off at 12:30 a.m. local time. The winners will advance to the final, where they will face Spain, who defeated France 2-0 in the first semi-final. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Naglan explores inland waterway avenues with Union Shipping Minister. Naglan marks World Youth Skills Day with launch of Japanese Language Centre. NEC releases over 58 crore rupees for Naglan. And State Human Rights Commission Chairman urges stronger awareness, action against stalking. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.